Jack's Chattanoogans is an annual event that raises funds for pediatric cancer, with many people from around the region willing to shave their heads to support this cause. I'm speaking with the event's founder. When Jack Skoronek was 10 years old, he started his foray into philanthropy by sacrificing his curls, and at 16, he is still the driving force behind Jack's Chattanoogans. But how did this start?
I was in fourth grade. I read a book called Drums, Girls, and Dangerous Pie. It's about an eighth grade boy named Steven and his younger brother Jeffrey is diagnosed with cancer. It's about the social and financial struggles the family faced with having a child with cancer. At one point in time, Steven shaved his head in solidarity for the younger brother. And that really touched me. And my original idea was just to shave my head to let kids with cancer know it's okay to be bald. But then I was introduced to the idea of fundraising, and so I combined the two ideas.
Now, you've been shaving your head every year and also convincing others. When Jack's Chattanoogans emerged, at first it was part of another organization, that was St. Baldrick's, where you raised money to add to their funds. Why did it step off and become Jack's Chattanoogans?
The Children's Hospital contacted us because they heard about what I was doing. And they were thinking about putting together a shaving event, and they asked us if it would be all right if I was the face of the event. And at first I was kind of skeptical because I believed it was never really about me. It was always about the children. But then I thought it was a great way to help our local hospital. And I knew where the money was going, and I knew who it was helping. So, it took a little bit of consideration, but I said yes.
Each year, people agree to get their head shaved or their hair cut extremely short and raise funds in the process of doing so. How much money have you raised over the years?
We've raised over $130,000 for the Children's Hospital Foundation.
And do you know what they've done with that money?
The past couple of years they've done for room renovations to create a better environment for the kids. And now this year they are planning on creating another children's hospital. And so the funds will be going to that.
Now, you've practically grown up each year shaving your head and encouraging others to do so. Will you continue to do this even after you're out of high school?
I want to. I think it would be something I would love to do in life. I can't picture my life without Jack's Chattanoogans or being bald.
At least once a year.
Yeah, at least once a year.
Now, your hair is a little bit long now. It's way down past your ears, and is that because you're preparing to shave, or do you just normally let it grow out throughout the rest of the year?
I don't get any haircuts throughout the whole year except when I shave my head.
So it's a very big deal here.
Yeah.
Now, the first time you did it, you were in elementary school, and I realize it was right around the summer vacation, but you still had to deal with peers that might wonder what was going on. Do you deal with that every year?
Not anymore. Everyone usually knows what's up. I mean, the first couple of years, I was kind of nervous about it. I moved from Chicago to here, and then I, shaved my head. I was a new kid that would shave my head. But now, it's kind of the norm.
Well, you have also taken your study of philanthropy and leadership to different levels, participating in youth gatherings around the world in preparation for being a little bit better at leading. Now, what has that done to your Jack's Chattanoogans event for this year?
It's given me a whole new perspective, new ideas to better the event. When I went up to New York for the Global Teen Leaders Summit, I met some wonderful kids from around the world. And one of the greatest parts is we bounced ideas off each other. I met another kid who, he lived in California. He also had a cancer foundation. And they did all kinds of different fundraisers throughout the year, and we kind of bounced ideas off each other, like I said. And it's very constructive for this year's planning.
You've also done a TED Talk?
I did a fireside talk. It's basically a TED Talk for Chattanooga. I did that last year.
What did you focus on for that?
Just my story and how I began doing this and where I was now back then. I talked about Kennedy Griffith. She was a girl I became very close to who had cancer and who sadly passed away a few years back. So I talked about her. I just talked about the experience in general.
Most teenagers don't really spend a portion of their time in philanthropic endeavors the way you have, to the level you have. And so it's bound to have made a difference in your day-to-day life growing up. Do you think that you're a better person for having given yourself so much?
Absolutely. I can't say I was the person I am today without this organization. I feel I would be slightly different. I have a better outlook on life going around the hospital the times I have and seeing the kids. Yeah, it's just made my life richer in general.
I do want to point out that when this started, you didn't have anyone in your family that was affected by cancer. This was just solely because of the book. But you have had family members support you throughout the years.
Yeah, absolutely. My grandparents come down from Chicago to the shave event almost every year when they can. And my grandpa shaves with us, even though he doesn't have a lot of hair. He'll still shave. My dad shaves his head. My sister's very supportive. She cuts her hair occasionally. Still trying to get her to shave her head, though. My mother, the lovely Dawn Skoranek, was a fundamental part in the birth of this organization and this idea. When I approached her 7 years ago with the idea of shaving my head, she didn't say no, like most mothers would say no. She's talked to a lot of mothers, and they would say, I would never let my child do that. But she said yes, and she's been a big part of it ever since.
Well, I've noticed a lot of women, or at least a few women, just go for a very short buzz cut. And that's the same thing as far as raising the funds goes.
Oh, absolutely. Last year, we had a 7-year-old girl come and shave her head completely off. But yeah, you'll be surprised by the sheer number of women that come out and shave their heads.
Most people try and gather sponsors ahead of time, but some people just simply show up at that day and put what money they have in their pocket down. Is there a minimum donation to get your head shaved?
Yes, we would like $25 a minimum donation. Of course, we always welcome more. Yeah, you can donate $25 and we'll shave your head.
Now, who are the people that are actually getting down and doing that work at the Chattanooga Market?
The past couple years, I believe this year as well, it's Fantastic Sam's. They've been a great sponsor for us. I'm always sending out lovely ladies to shave the heads. And last year, they did a fundraising event for us, donated proceeds of their profits to the event.
And, of course, they'll also prepare the hair if it's long enough to donate to an organization, if you'd like, that will then help make wigs for people.
Yes.
The Chattanooga Market got involved several years ago, and it's been an annual event now at the Chattanooga Market. What day will this be happening?
It'll be happening June 7th, the first Sunday of June.
Is there a package or a website they can go to get information on preparing to do this?
You can go to jackschinoggins.org. Ever since I began shaving, we've been in contact with the author of the book, and for some time we tried to get him down from Pennsylvania to come to the shave event and for me to meet him. That was impossible until last year. He came down, and he also shaved his head with us, which was pretty amazing.
There are also teams sometimes that get together and shave as a group.
Absolutely. We have lots of groups or teams shave with us. They sign up online, and they have a group fundraising page.
And at the end of it all, there is a nice little gathering of the people who have shaved their heads, and prizes are awarded to those who've raised the most money.
Yeah, we have top fundraiser prizes. We have top group fundraiser prizes, and we usually give them gift cards from our sponsors. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Jax Chattanoggins will be shaving heads to raise funds for the Children's Hospital Foundation at the Chattanooga Market on June 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration for shaving teams and individuals and more information can be found online at jackschattanoggins.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.